Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. Happy New Year to you on this first day of 2020. We're going to be taking a look at some of the most powerful teachings that Jesus ever offered. And I choose Jesus to do this for this first day of January to help you understand what I will be working on with my students for this year. It's called The Reveal. Something that is deeply inherent within each and every one of us that is revealed through consciousness, not through literal mindedness, but consciousness. And when this happens, a tremendous change begins to evolve and unfold within us. But you must understand, to the literal-minded person, who is the majority of my audiences in my career, to take it literally seems to be the ebb and the flow of their mind. It is the way their minds work in a literal sense, trivial. Living in a faltering kind of mind that goes back and forth and argues with itself. In this new year, I'm going to be working with the Buddha and the beautiful teachings that he offered about the state of life. Last year, I worked with my students in consciousness. What is Christ consciousness, which has nothing to do with Jesus? Christ consciousness has been here since the beginning of life itself. So if you're a literal-minded person, taking their words in their usual or most basic sense without any sense of the metaphor or allegory that is possible in everything that Jesus and the Buddha taught, you're going to find that you distort their meaning, their teachings, with exaggeration and assumption. And people do this deliberately because they don't want to admit they don't have the basic, what shall we say, maybe knowledge or intelligence, mental acuity to do anything else other than that because they work out of their genetic nature. To listen to a spiritual master, and I have been around them, you cannot bring your bias of human neglect and human DNA and genetics into your ears. They cannot be filtered. If you filter a spiritual master with genetic disposition and prejudice, you're going to miss the whole thing. You're going to miss the beauty of the life that they are sharing with us, the truth. No one had this more than any man or woman who offered spiritual awakening like the Buddha or Jesus did. You have to understand, Buddha was running for his life all the time, as was Jesus, because people are literal-minded. There is a convention to our culture and our lifestyle and the rules of society that will not tolerate any kind of truth. You must understand that. If you don't, you will be one of them, and you will never have the reveal. The reveal is what I'm going to be working on this year in my workshops and in my beautiful retreats. These will be things that we will be doing that will reveal the beauty of life. But while I say all of that, there is a dark side to the human being, and we just don't really get it. And truthfully, we don't want the reveal. We want to continue on as we are, gathering evidence to support our ego's premise about how life works. This works in a way that is like, I want to be successful, I want to have lots of money, I want to have people love me, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. This is the conventional mind trying to make up for itself, trying to establish some kind of order in its life for adoration. I watch people fight for adoration, fight for success, fight for notoriety, even in my work, in my colleagues and people around me that really are not looking for the truth, but they are looking for adoration. They want to be loved, admired, not, well, shall we say, insightful. And why? Because when a person delves deep into the way, the truth, and the light, you're going to find that there is a pushback, an ugly one. And one of the first reveals is that basically people don't want to know anything of the real truth, not at all. They just want to be loved and admired. Let me read you something that Jesus taught, and I find very interesting. And you won't find ministers generally talking about this quote. "Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemy shall be those of their own household. Whosoever loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whosoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whosoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whosoever finds his life shall lose it, and whosoever loses his life for my sake shall find it." These words, the whole idea of not peace but a sword, is very disconcerting to most people. I have seen it in my career. I was very surprised when I was younger. In fact, I was blown away, actually, by the whole take that people had on their sacred little biases. People would rather live in the bias of their assumptive mind than to realize the truth. When you listen to the teachings of the Buddha, or you listen to the teachings of Jesus, or the beautiful, powerful teachings of Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching, you realize these are not common thoughts. These are not thoughts at all. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why? Why can I only have certain thoughts? Why can't I transcend? Because the reveal has been given. The reveal is there for all of us. This reveal is the awakening, the ability to unravel and go beyond the complex mindset that most of us have. So when Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth, I have come to bring a sword, to set a man against his family," as it were, he is not just talking about his immediate family. He is talking about earthly family as well. As you go deeper and deeper into the way, you're going to find that most people can't follow you. The people that you love, you and I were mesmerized, hypnotized, sanitized by our parents who had conventional mind. Now, there's nothing, well, you can do about that. It is what it is. The way people assume things is in accordance with their survival. And if a teaching or a way does not promise a better future or how to survive, then it looks like a cult. It looks like ridiculous teachings. And if you look at the teachings of Jesus that I just read to you, you would have to say the man is crazy. The man is a cult leader. You would have to. But to Christianity just doesn't look at this. You see, in the reveal, in the awakening that can precede the reveal or follow the reveal, you start to become aware of different states of being, not mind, being. You and I currently live in this human state of being, where we live and move and have our being in the concepts and precepts of what we were told to believe by society and family. Jesus is saying, I'm going to cut that. I'm going to liberate you from your family and to liberate you from the biological, the physiological. You must have a deeper sense of awareness. And if you're still entrenched in your body and the complications of your body, that faltering mind that we have, then you're going to miss the nuances of the reveal that are there to show you, yes, one thing, transcendence through love. Love is not what we think it is. Who among us does not believe that they know what love is? I have done nothing in my career but listen to people tell me what love is. And these were people who were deeply loveless. They had an agenda all the time. And they thought that that agenda was okay to have. They thought that agenda was right. And that's the way they lived their life, in that kind of servitude of rightness. But if you look very deeply, you will start to understand what it means to take up my cross, as Jesus talked about. It means to be willing to let go of all of the things that you were taught, that literal-mindedness, and begin to move into the way, the truth, and the light of love. Love is an entirely different experience than is the human body that can only be subservient to emotionality. So when we are working upon ourselves truly, we are taking up that sword and we are cutting ourselves away from the conventional mind. Does that mean you have to go and tell your family to take a hike? No. But it does mean you do not allow yourself to fall into the doldrums of your family. Their inherited, let's say, depression and fear. If you are willing to do something unique, if you are willing to have the reveal and have the reveal show you the way, the reveal that shows you those little tiny spaces where silence and solitude and simplicity can reach you. Ah, something of the other shore is there. And you can do things with your life that you never imagined possible, but you have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. And that is the sword. Until you give up wanting what you think is love for the adoration of getting what it is you think you want, you're going to miss the whole kit and caboodle. And if you do that, you've missed your entire life. I'm going to offer you this year through commentaries, podcasts, videocasts, workshops, retreats, discourses monthly, all of this as the reveal. And I hope that you will have the ability or the willingness, if it's your time, to hear what is being taught and to live in the way of the heart. I will also be talking about it here on these podcasts. I hope you have a very safe new year, a beautiful one. And I will see you tomorrow here on the Aspire podcast, they're called now. And we'll go further. Please forgive me. Namaste.